friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Once I came back to Jesus, God like overflowed me with joy. Mm-hmm. It's like I laugh. I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh. That I've always loved to do that. And I've found the more time you spend with Jesus, the more joy like just flow into you, and it just pours on to others. And that's the way we can give it to others.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
John 4, verses 10 through 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Bubbling over.
Oh, sorry.
Have you ever been in a hot place and been absolutely parched and dry, longing for a drink to quench the thirst. Oh, you can have soda, juice, all kinds of other things, but nothing quite refreshes and satisfies like a cool glass of or a bottle of water. Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2 says, as the hart or the deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Just as your natural thirst can only really be satisfied by water, your spirit can only be satisfied by the fountain of living water, which is me. I don't wish to keep you in a dry and barren land spiritually. I have life-giving water that can only be found as you seek me in prayer and study my word. A fountain of cool, refreshing, joy-filled living water. You'll never thirst again. You'll never be the same. And you will lack for nothing that I have for you. Call out to me for salvation by asking me, Jesus, to come into your heart and save your soul. If you already did that and you have drifted, come on back. I'm waiting with arms outstretched. I am the true fountain of living water, Jesus.
Hi, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Are you in need of a healing or a miracle from God? Are you like the man who said to Jesus, I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief. I have written a 31-day devotional that takes you through many of the healings and miracles of the Bible. Together, we'll go back in time and witness these events firsthand through the lens of God's Word. What did these people have in common who were healed? What lessons can you and I take away from these encounters? I encourage you to go online today and get your copy of Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing or Miracles. Get your copy today when you visit our website, thespiritcalls.org. That's thespiritcalls.org.
Welcome to day 13 of Pressing In, John chapter 4, verses 17 through 29. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or, Why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her waterpot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? So far in this devotional, I have talked about stories of physical healings and miracles. But it's important to remember that salvation, a soul coming from spiritual death to eternal life, is the greatest miracle of all. Today, I want us to look at this story from the perspective of the woman Jesus met at the well. I encourage you to read the whole story from verse 5. I just gave you from verse 17, but the encounter really starts at verse 5. Now imagine that you are standing next to the well where it all happened, and she's telling you her story. Hi there, my name is Miriam. No, I'm not Moses' sister. I get that question a lot, but you're in the wrong century. I come to this well every day to draw water for my household. Not long ago, I was on the long walk here from my house. I was deep in thought about Marcus. I guess in your century, you'd call him a live-in boyfriend. He was the fifth one that I had been with. I never married any of them. I really wanted it to work with this one, but on this fateful day, I was annoyed with him. He was getting demanding. He would go to work, come home, and drink up half of my water and demand that I cook for him. I was grumbling to myself and asking myself if it was really worth it having a man around. Then I get to this, very well, and a Jewish man comes around. Now you have to know that the Jews and Samaritans do not give each other the time of day. It is highly irregular for us to even say two words to each other. So when this Jewish guy comes up and asks me to give him a drink, I look at him like he's got 10 heads. Then he tells me he has water, that if I drink it, I will never thirst again. I wanted to initially just laugh at him and go on my way, but he had eyes that were like laser beams that could pierce your very soul. I decided I wanted to learn more. To make a long story short, I said, Okay, I'm listening. How do I get this water? He told me to go get my husband. I told him I didn't have one, but he knew. He said that I had had five husbands, and the one I'm with now was still not my husband. You talk about someone reading your mail. Well, he had me. Hook, line, and sinker. I knew after talking to him that he was the promised Messiah. I ran out of that place so changed and excited that I had to tell everyone I knew. This place turned into a revival center. You see, I was so empty, going after men and the riches this life could offer me, but my spiritual well was dry. One encounter with this man Jesus changed all of that. You know, I hope you have surrendered your life to him.
If not, I hope you will do it today. Thank you for listening to my story. I have to get this water home. Oh, and by the way, I kicked Marcus out to the curb, and a few years later, met another Christ follower, got married, and had a family. We are all serving the Lord together now. God bless you. Application. Is your spiritual well dry? Have you had an encounter with Jesus that changed your life? Maybe you've been living it up with all that the world has to offer, but are coming up empty. Come to the well and let Jesus read your mail and shine his spotlight on your life. Ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, or rededicate your life to him. Open the door of your home, job, and church and invite him in, Revelation 3:20, and watch what he will do. Today's prayer, Father God, forgive me for trying to live close to the world and not following you. I need a fresh touch from you. I've been in a dry season, and I need a refilling of your love, power, and presence in my life. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
How can you and I give living water to those that we come in contact with?
I know once I came back to Jesus, God like overflowed me with joy. Mm-hmm. It's like I laugh. I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh. That I've always loved to do that. And I've found the more time you spend with Jesus, the more joy is going to just flow into you, and it just pours on to others. And that's the way we can give it to others.
I think that you can give living water to those you come in contact with by, like Charlene said, letting your cup run over. And showering them with love and compassion and kindness and joy and peace and all those things, the fruits of the Spirit. And also, water does a lot of things for us besides quenching our thirst. It helps things to grow, fruit, plants. We need rain, we need water. So it makes me think of those things too, and how we grow, and the living water. Water does so much for us. We cannot live without it.
Oh, amen. Yeah, I once heard somebody on the radio talking about splashing a little bit of living water on somebody, and it was such a cool way of thinking about it. There are things that we can do in people's lives, ultimately, if they don't know Jesus, telling them about Jesus, but, you know, encouraging them, spending time with them, praying for them. And, you know, we have this person that's in our church's online congregation that when we first started hearing from her, it was all doom and gloom. God's not with me. God doesn't care about me. What have I done wrong in my life? And she still has those moments, but we kept emailing her back and encouraging her and telling her just stay close to God, trust in Him, stay in your Word and worship. And you know, we have a prayer call on Friday mornings that we invite everybody to be a part of. Friday mornings at 10, and she would come on the call, but she wouldn't want to pray out loud, and we respect that. We don't want anyone to do anything that they're not comfortable with, but this one particular week I was sharing about something from the scriptures about prayer, and she says, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone, and she started praying for somebody, and she started laughing and having a good old time. For somebody that's been all this negativity for so long to be laughing and just having a little bit of joy,
that's
what it's all about, and that is a way of spreading the living water with other people.
Love it.
Looking on the things of others more than ourselves, that's
yes.
What it's all about. How did your life change once you tasted of that wonderful living water?
Oh, let me give a little testimony, a huge testimony. No testimony's little. Amen. Well, I was that woman at the well. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, trying to find that love. Well, you know what? Once I got a taste of Jesus, oh ho, I didn't look for love anymore.
Amen.
Because you know what? I fell in love with Jesus. And that's it. That's when he had my heart.
Amen.
I would say Mike and I love to swim.
Yes.
And whenever we go swimming, we always say, wow, in the water, I feel so much lighter. And the water fits me perfectly because no matter what your body shape or size or anything is, the water goes right around you and just, you know, embraces you completely, right? Everybody. And I always hate coming out of the water after a swim because then I feel heavy again.
Oh my goodness.
Because, you know, you're back in gravity. And that was like it was with the living water. I felt my cares and anxieties washed away. And my, how Jesus fit me in all those places just right because he knew me like no one else did. And a lot of times in my life, I always felt like I was misunderstood. And I was like, no, Jesus understands everything. And I just have to pray to him. It gives you life. It gives you peace, too, because you know that, you know, this is life. There will be trials and tribulations, but you will have everlasting life once this life is over.
Oh, amen. That is such a good analogy, babe. I like that. When you go for a swim, you feel like the weight of the world is off of you. I don't know if you ever do the swim called the butterfly, but you kind of feel like you're flying when you do that. And, or when you float on your back, it sometimes feel like that. But if you get away from that living water, like say you're in a pool and you come out of the pool, the minute you get on that ladder, the gravity returns and everything comes back on you. Well, if you get away from Jesus, you start getting... He's always with you, but if you start walking following from afar off, the weight of the world can seem heavy, but you get back under that living water, get back in his presence. Oh man, what a difference it makes. Finally, Jesus says this in Revelation 21:6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. What must someone do in order to find, if they find themselves athirst?
I know, before I knew Jesus, really gave myself to Jesus, I would, if I felt athirst, I would find it in all the wrong ways. Food, booze, cigarettes, try to fill up that hole in me. Entertainment, buying things I didn't need, anything to fill up that hole everyone has inside that Jesus can fill. Even relationships, they can be great relationships, but no one will ever be as close to you or know you as well as Jesus.
Amen.
If you're athirst for that in your life, surrender completely. Ask him into your heart, and then get a Bible. Join a church. Listen to worship music. You know, it's a process, and you'll get closer and closer as you go along.
Amen.
When you're thirsty, call on Jesus. You know, dive into his word. Oh, I tell you, once you fall in love with Jesus, you'll never be the same.
Yeah, I was thirsty. Like I said, looking for love in all the wrong places. But yeah, Jesus got a hold of my heart. Go to Jesus. Start reading his word. He's got so much to tell you in there, folks.
Yeah.
Start being still in his presence, you know. Listen, then you can hear his voice. Start talking to him. Have a real relationship with him. Communicate with him during the day. And then you'll stay close to Jesus, and he will fill you every day.
Amen. If you find yourself in a dry and thirsty land, call out to him. And if you want prayer, you're going to hear our contact information right after this, and we will be happy to pray with you. God bless you.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. That Father turns his face away. As wounds which mar the chosen one. Bring many sons to glory. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.